Shalom to all. Today's office on Hedgen of Gimel, and we are starting about the fifth line with the words Ihachi. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amoshe Haven Aliyah. The Mishnah had said Dina Mamnas Bishloisha, and then said Gzasav Chavos Bishloisha. And Rabbi Avoh had explained that really all the Mishnah is saying is that Dina Mamnas need three judges, and what are Dina Mamnas Gzasav Chavolos? And we clarified that this setup was meant to exclude Haidos Valvois because they're different than Gzasav Chavolos. Cases of Gzasav Chavolos require three Dayanim Mumchim, whereas Halva only requires three Hedyotos non Mumchim. So the Gemara asks, that's really so, if that's all the Mishnah is telling us, Tarti Ketani, then why don't we just explain simply that the Mishnah is teaching two separate things. Dini Mamanis B'Shloisha Adyaitos, Dini Mamanis, which refers to Adyaitos and Alvais, only need three Adyaitos, and Gzeis V'Chavalos B'Shloisha Mumchen. Gzeis V'Chavalos need three Mumchen. Why explain it in this somewhat convoluted way that the words Dini Mamanis are referring to Gzeis V'Chavalos and is excluding Adyaitos and Alvais? But another question is, Shloisha Shloisha Lomeli, why does Mishnah have to say the word Shloisha twice? If we're understanding the word Dini Mamanis to be a lead up to the next words of Gzeis V'Chavalos, so why have the word Shloisha twice? And because this Elam Rava, rather Rava says, Tartiktani, that's actually what the Mishnah is saying. It's teaching us these two separate things. Dini Mamanis is referring to Haidos and Havois, and Gzeis V'Chavalos is referring to Gzeis and Chavalos, Misham Reb Chanina, and this is with the explanation of Reb Chanina that we had yesterday, that the reason why Haidos and Havois do not need Mumchen is Shaloi Tin Aldos Bifnei Loivin, so as not to close the door in front of borrowers. Now, Rav Chabrez Rav Ika Amar, a different opinion, Midaraisa Chanami Kosher. Midaraisa with Haidos and Havois, we only need one Dayon. Shemar Kaz the Pasuk says, Bitzedek Tishbait Amisecha, and Tishbait is Lashon Yachid. It seems to be that we only need one Dayon. El Mishum Yashvei Kronos, it's only because of Yashvei Kronos, which literally means those that sit on the street corners. We're afraid that if a person only needs one dayon and he doesn't even have to be a mumche, he's just going to go to a random guy eating sunflower seeds on the street corner and ask him to judge his monetary case, and that's not okay. Therefore, we require three. As the Gemara Atu B'Tolasa Milai Havu Yashvei Kronos, isn't there a possibility of three people sitting on the street corner eating sunflower seeds, judging a case that they don't know anything about? Why is it that one's a problem but three is not? And the answer is Yashvei D'Las B'Uchad Gamer. It's impossible if you can get three people to sit together and judge a case of a Adaris and Alva. That at least one of them isn't going to be a Talmud Chacham, and it has to be that way. As well, that's really so, meaning these people, these non-experts, these adyotes, are allowed to judge halachically, so tola yishalmu. If they make a mistake in judgment, they shouldn't have to pay for it. As we explained yesterday, that when dayanim mumchim make a mistake, they don't have to pay, but non-dayanim mumchim, adyotes, they will have to pay. But we're saying these adyotes are allowed to lechatchila judge a case by adyotes and avos, then they shouldn't have to pay if they make a mistake. I think my answer is kol shekein, v'shi yashvei kronos. If we say this, then for sure there's going to be a proliferance of yashvei kronos, these people who don't know anything judging cases. Therefore, we say that even though a hedyot is allowed to judge a dozen avos case, if he makes a mistake, he's going to have to pay for it. Now, the Gemara asks, "My Ika Bein Rava or Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika? What's the difference between Rava and Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika? They both say that a dozen avos, even though they don't need mumchim, we still require three adyotas. So, what's the practical enough community between them? The answer is, Ikbenel, the difference is, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Shnaim Shadanu, if two people judge the case, dinein din, it's valid. Elish Nikru Bezin Chatzof. It's just they're called a Bezin Chatzof, a Mechatzof, a brazen Bezdin. The Rava lost like the Shmuel. Rava doesn't even hold a Shmuel, because Rava holds that midaraisa we need three judges. It's just that we're makel that they don't have to be mumchim, they could be adyotas, but we still need them midaraisa, so two judges wouldn't work at all. Whereas Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika is like the Shmuel. Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika does hold of Shmuel because he holds midaraisa we only need one judge. We're just machmir and say that we have to have three, but really we only need one. And moving on to explain the Mishnah nezek v'chatzi nezek v'chulu. Zogmar asks nezek haynu chavalos. Nezek is the same thing as chavalos. Nezek refers to when a person damages or gets damaged, and that's the same thing as chavalos. Why does the Mishnah have to say nezek as a separate thing, as if it's different than Chavalos? And the answer is you're right. It's just the Mishum the Kabbai Lemishna Chatzi Nezek. Since the Mishnah does have to teach Chatzi Nezek, which is different than regular Nezek, Tani Nami Nezek Shalim, it also mentions Nezek Shalim, full Nezek. The question is Chatzi Nezek Nami, half Nezek also, Ahine Chavalos. It's the same thing as Chavalos. It's referring to when a Shar Tam, an ox which is considered docile, gores, so only half damages have to be paid. That's the same thing as Chavalos. Why mention it separately? And the answer is Tani Romainu Ktani Knasa, the Mishnah is mentioning Mominus, monetary cases, and Knas cases, which are different. As the Gemara Hani Chalamanda Omar, Paganiske Knasa. This is all good according to Manda Amar, that half Nezek, Chatzi Nezek, is considered a Knas, so it has to be listed separately. El Manda Amar, Paganiske Mamayna, but according to Manda Amar, that half Nezek is just a regular monetary payment, Michael Amar. What could we say? Why did we mention it separately? It should fit under the umbrella of Chavalos. El, rather, the answer is, Ayat Kabay Lemisna Tashlume Kevel Tashlume Arbava Chamisha. Since the Mishnah really has to mention Kefel, which is a double payment of a Ganiv, or Tashlume Arbava Chamisha, where's a 4 or 5 times payment if a Ganiv steals a Shor or Set and then Shechzer sells it. And the reason why this is mentioned separately is the Mama and Gimel and Beis on top. She'in Mishtalim Baroishu. This is Mamanis, which is not Mishtalim Baroish, which means it's not the principal amount. It's an addition. It's on top of that because Kefil is double and 4 or 5 times is 4 or 5 times. It's not the main amount that was damaged or stolen. So that definitely needs a separate category. Tananami Chatzi Nezek. That's why Tana also mentioned Chatzi Nezek to Mamashin Mishtalim Baroishu. This is also Mamashin Mishtalim Baroish because the damage was, let's say, 100, but he only has to pay Chatzi Nezek, which is 50. So that's not the same thing as the Roish. That's not the principal amount. And Va'ayi the Kabbalah Mishtalim Chatzi Nezek. Since Tana had to say Chatzi Nezek, Tananami nezek, he also mentioned nezek, even though you're right, nezek could technically be under chavolos, we just list them all together. The Gemara now continues with what we mentioned yesterday. We're going to address shloshim minalon. How do we know that we need three dayanim in the first place? To turn our bone because we have a braisa. The pasuk tells us of nikar v'al baisa olehim, and the baal bais shall approach the judge. Harikan echad, that's referring to one judge. Another pasuk tells us adu olehim yavo dvar shneihem, that the two of them should bring their matter to the judge. Harikan shneihem, here we have two judges, and this very same pasuk says asher yoshein olehim, whoever the judge makes into a rasha, meaning whomever he paskins against. Harikan shloisha, here we have three mentions of judges. That means that we have to have three judges paskin a case. Divrei Rabbi Yoshi, that's what Rabbi Yoshi says. Or Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yonasan says risha in tchilo ne'amar. The first time we have this word v'nikar v'al bais Elohim, that's the tchilo. That's the first time. And v'ain darshan tchilois. We can't darshan tchilois. You can't darshan the first time a pasuk says something. That's needed for it itself. It's not for a drasha. Elo rather says Rabbi Yonasan, it's different. The pasuk that says ad olim yavay d'var shneihem harikan echa. That's talking about one judge. Then the one the pasuk says asher yishin elohim harikan shneim. That's talking about another judge. That's a total of two. And v'ain bezin shakol. We can't have an even bezin. Therefore, ma'asiv alayin echad. We add on one more judge. Harikan shloisha. That's a total of three dayanim. The Gemara suggests name darshan tchilos kamiflagi. Let's say that this machlokes Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonasan is whether or not we could darshan the first time a pasuk says something. The Gemara suffer darshan tchilos. Rabbi Yoshi holds that we could darshan the first time a pasuk says something. Umar suffer and Rabbi Yonasan holds ain't darshan tchilos, that we don't darshan the first time a pasuk says something. The Gemara says light, not so. The kuli alma ain't darshan tchilos. According to everyone, we do not darshan the first time a pasuk says something. Amar l'cha Rabbi Yoshi, and Rabbi Yoshi would explain to you im kain, if it's really so that we're not meant to darshan this first time, the name akra, all the pasuk should say is v'nikar v'al habayis ela shoyfet, because we're just simply talking about the base halacha that a person has to bring their din Torah to a judge. It should use the word shayfet. My elohim, why use this word? Shema mina l'minyana. It must be that since the pasuk changes the word, then in this case we could darshan it, and it's meant to tell us something about the count of judges, how many we need. That's number one. And then we have another two pesukim, which makes it a total of three. Whereas Rabbi Yonasan, he would explain lishna da almanakat is just regular wording, like people say man de isle dina. If a person has a case lekar v'gabe dayana, he should go to the dayan, the judge, and the word elohim is referring to a judge, a mumcha, an expert, as opposed to a shayfet that doesn't necessarily bring that out, and therefore all the pasuk is doing is using the common vernacular, and we can't learn anything from it. Nothing. We're asked a fundamental question on Rabbi Yeshia. Rabbi Yeshia, lesley bezin noita. Does Rabbi Yeshia not hold to the concept of a bezin noita, that we have to have a bezin which has the ability to lean one way or another, which means it has to be an odd number of people? From the fact that Rabbi Yeshia learns the requirement of three dayanim from the three times it's mentioned in the Torah, it seems to me that he doesn't require a bezin to be noita. And technically, if the bezin had more than three dayanim, four or six or eight, even though that's not a bezin noita, it would be okay according to Rabbi Yeshia. But after that, we have a brass that tells us Rabbi Lezer ben Yishai b'Yisai Glili Omer. Rabbi Lezer, the son of B'Yisai Glili, says Matam Omer. What's the understanding of the pasuk Lintois Achri Rabim Lahatois, which is basically telling us that we lean towards the majority. Hatayra Omer. The Torah says Asay Lecha Bezin Noita. You should make for yourself a bezin that has the ability to lean towards the majority, which means that it's an odd number of people. How could Rabbi Yeshia argue with that? The Gemara answers Sarvelak Rabbi Yehuda. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda v'Ar Mishnah. The Omer says Shivim, that the Sanhedrin Gedolah was 70 people. Didn't the Mishnah tells us Sanhedrin Gedolah Haizos Shishim V'Echad. The great Sanhedrin was 71, whereas Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, he says Shivim, it was 70. And that's what Rabbi Yeshia holds like. Ask the Gemara, Aim Shalom Slayer Rabbi Yehuda, but Sanhedrin Gedolah. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda only holds the Sanhedrin Gedolah is 70, Dichsivi Kroy, because the Pasuk says it Beferush, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu Esfili Shivim Ish, gather 70 people. But Bashar Beidinim Yisham Slay, do we hear from Rabbi Yehuda that other Batei Dinim could be even? We don't know that. And Chitim Aleshna, if you want to say that in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda there's no difference, but Tanan Mishnah says, Smicha Sakin of Arifas Agla Beshloisha. Divrei Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says that these things require three dayanim. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bechamisha, it requires five. That's our Mishnah. Vamrina, we explain, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning that we need five? Because the Pasuk tells us, Vesamchu, that they shall lean, and Shnayim, that's referring to two. And then the Pasuk says, Zikne, that's also Shnayim, referring to two. Ve'ein Bezin Shakal, we can't have an even Bezin, but it's even only nine Echot, so we add another one. Harikan, hey, that's a total of five. So we see that even Rabbi Yehuda himself requires a Bezin to be an odd number of judges, except for the Sanhedrin Gedolah. So where's Rabbi Yeshia coming from? The answer is Rabbi Yeshia Adifim with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yeshia is actually better, which means he's more chamer, if you will, maybe more consistent than Rabbi Yehuda. Dina Rabbi Yehuda Sanhedrin Gedolah hu delaslei habishar beidina islei. Rabbi Yehuda only in regards to the Sanhedrin Gedolah, he says it doesn't have to be odd; it's an even number. Whereas other batei dinim have to be an odd number of judges. Whereas Rabbi Yeshia bishar beidina nami laslei. Rabbi Yeshia, even in regards to other batei dinim, does not require there to be an odd number. As long as it starts with three, it can even be 4, 6, 8, or 10. That also would be a valid bezdin. The Gemara continues asking, she's Rabbi Yeshia, but Ella high lintois my avidlei. What does Rabbi Yeshia do with the word lintois? It's mashma that the bezdin has to be able to lean in one direction. And the answer is Mikeim Lei Bedin Nefashos. He explains that only in regards to Din Nefashos. When we're judging capital cases, then the bezdin has to be an odd number of dayanim. Asking Rav, Bedin Mamonis Lei. What by Din Mamonis? minus. It doesn't have to be an odd number. El Hadinan, what about the following Mishnah? Shnaim Oimrim Zakai. If two Dayanim say that he's Zakai, he's meritorious, they give the thumbs up. Ve'echad Oimr Chayev, and the other one, he says Chayev, he gives a thumbs down. Zakai, the fellow Zakai. Shnaim Oimrim Chayev, Ve'echad Oimr Zakai. Chayev. If two give thumbs down and one gives thumbs up, so the guy gives a thumbs down. He's Chayev. Name of the Lord, Rabbi Yeshua. Does that mean that this Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yeshua? In other words, we're understanding right now that since Rabbi Yeshua holds that we don't need a Bezdin Noita except for Din and Nefashos, that's Mashma that when it's not Din and Nefashos, it's Din and Mamonis, and let's say we only have three judges, he requires everyone to paskin one way, and it can't be two versus one, which would mean he would disagree with this mission that we just quoted. The Gemara says, no, Afilu Tem Rabbi Yeshua, this mission could even be like Rabbi Yeshua, Maisi Lab Kal Chaimer, Midin and Nefashos. He learns it based off of Kal Chaimer from Din and Nefashos, meaning that we could go based off the majority. Uma Din and Nefashos, the Chamiri, Amrachmana, Zilbasa Ruba, just like Din and Nefashos, which is much more Chamer. We're judging whether or not we're going to kill a person. The Torah still says we can go after the majority and we don't have to have everyone paskening one way. Dina Mamonis like Kol Shekain, wouldn't we say for sure that this would apply by Dina Mamonis, that even if we don't have all Dayanim paskening one way, that's not a problem. As long as we have the majority, we'll go with them. I know we have a totally different opinion. Tana Rabbanan Brisa says Dina Mamonis B'Shloisha, monetary cases are judged with three Dayanim, whereas Rabbi Yami Rabbi says B'Chamisha with five. Kideshi Gamar Din B'Shloisha, so the thing could be concluded with three. Ask the Gemara, Atu B'Tlasa Mila Gamar Dina B'Trei. If we have three judges, can't we have a Gamar Din with two of them? In other words, right now we're understanding Rebbe to say that we have to have a majority. Therefore, if we have five Dayanim, three could paskin one way, two the other way, and here we have a majority. So the question on that is, what do you mean? If we have three Dayanim, we could also have a majority, two versus one. And so we clarify, this is really what Rebbe's saying. Since the Gemar Din has to be with three Dayanim, we need a minimum of three Dayanim paskin one way for a Gemar Din. And that's Rebbe's Shita. Al-Muksavar, we clearly see that he holds Tulasa Kiksivi B'Gemar Din Kiksivi. That when we have this limit from the Pasuk that we need three Dayanim, that's referring to the Gemar Din. The final psak is with three Dayanim. Not that we start the Din with three Dayanim, but we have to end off the psak with three Dayanim going one way. However, Magadif Bar Rebavo was Magadif about this. Magadif is usually a very strong negative term, and so Rebavo is not happy about this, and he asked the following. Elamayatif, that's really so. That should mean that according to Rebbe, the big Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin Gedolah, should require 141 judges, Kadeshi Gamar Din B'Shevim V'Echad, so we could have the conclusion of the Din being that at least 71 judges paskin one way. And with Sanhedrin Gitano, a smaller Sanhedrin should be 45 and not 23, so that we can conclude the din with 23. But that doesn't make sense because Ella Esfali Shivim Ish Amrachmana, when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, gather for me 70 men, Mishas Asifa Shivim. That means that when they're gathered to judge a case, it's 70, not more than that. Furthermore, when the Pasuk says, Vishaftu Eda Vitzilu Eda, Nami, that also tells us, Mishas Shvita So Eda, that when the Eda is sitting to judge, we require 23, not more than that. Hachinami, so to hear, Vnikr Valabai, so him, Mishas Kreva Shloisha, that when they gather together to sit and judge a case, we only need three, not more than that. El rather says the Gemara, Hainu Tam to Rebbe, this is really Rebbe's reasoning. The Pasuk tells us, Hashir Yoshiun Elohim, that the Elohim, the judges, they are Marshia, they paskin negatively. And this is Trey, it's talking about two judges, because Yoshiun is plural, that they are being Marshia. And Nemar Elohim Lamata, Nemar Elohim Lamala, it says the word Elohim twice in the Pasuk, Lamata Lamala, that tells us, Malamata Shnaim, Aflamala Shnaim, just like when it says, Hashir Yoshiun, that's referring to two. Also, the word Elohim Lamala is talking about two, and Ve'im Bezdin Shakal, we can't have an even Bezdin, so we add another one, Harikan Chamisha, that's a total of five. And that's where we get this Shita, that when we have a basic Bezdin, a basic court, it's not three, but it's five. Down on the top, the Gemara concludes, Rabbanon, Yarshi'un Ksiv, the Rabbanon, they explain that the word is Yarshi'un. We read it as Yarshi'un, which is Mashma, that we're talking about two people, but if we didn't have Nekudais, it would be read as Yarshi'un, which is talking about just one, and therefore the Rabbanon do not learn that we need five Dayanim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.